It is the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous man that do availeth much. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be blocked. You cannot be hindered when you pray. You cannot be harassed, buffeted, tortured by the enemy. When you give yourself to a consistent life of prayer, it is a tragedy. It is a trick of the enemy to keep you out of prayer. The Bible declares that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And so that'll be the one area of your life that the enemy always fights you, torments, tries to always make you give up and not pray and not push. Now, let me tell you something. As you know, we are praying that the spirit of betrayal be exposed. That's something we prayed this morning. And look, that whistleblower came forth. Now, you know, I'm getting a whole lot of emails. They say we the ones who shut down Facebook. Well, I hope we didn't shut down Facebook and Instagram and all of that stuff. But let me tell you something. I want you to know that we have the power to shift things on the globe. And we are decreeing today, this is one of our prayers. Hallelujah. Because I know that prayer works. I don't care what the enemy tries to tell you. I don't care what people try to speak to you and say. We know that God does not tell lies, and he does exactly what he says he's going to do. This is an hour. Everything moves by prayer. Everything shifts in prayer. When you pray, you can't be stopped. My God, it is the plan of the enemy to keep you out of prayer and to keep you from holding on to the horns of the altar. But we are not going to let go until we get everything that God has promised in our life. Are you listening to me? We're getting ready to pray one of these prayers. Hallelujah. Give me, we're going to Luke chapter 12. Or let's go to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 is one of our first scriptures that we're getting ready to pray. And we can't pray. And they got to come on now. We got to pray with it. So go ahead and get up. Come on, get up. Get out the bed. Come on. I know you just got in from work. You're a little tired. You may be a little weary. You may be a little dreary. It doesn't matter. We're going to pray the prayers that can cause things and cause things to shift. You know, we got targets, and we're hitting these things as targets. We're not shooting shotguns, but we're hitting targets, and we're decreeing results. And I am believing God for you that over the course of the next 30 days, that as you continue to pray, not just at 6 a.m., not just at 6 p.m., but every moment you get a chance. See, some of us, we're good followers, and we're very good at praying when we're together. But you have to build a constant life of prayer and a constant life of intercession. I'm going to say it to you over and over again. The Jews pray 3 times a day. Muslims pray 5 times a day. And listen, these are Muslims all over the world praying at the exact same time every day. No wonder they have one of the fastest growing religions in the world, because they are unified in prayer and in intercession. So I want you to go ahead and send this to your mama. Send it to your daddy. Send it to your sisters and your brothers and tell them we have to shift some things. 2 Chronicles 7:14 declares that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. Did you hear that? Would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven. Luke chapter 8, verse 17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. We are decreeing today that as we pray, that everything that is in the dark, everything that is undercover, that needs to be exposed, everything going on behind our back that the enemy is attempting to hide from us, we are praying today that the plans, the plots, the schemes of the enemy are being exposed. Whatever he is doing undercover, that God would expose it today. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, Father, in my life, anything that is being done undercover behind my back tonight, as I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you that you are exposing it now and you are putting the light on it. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's begin to pray. Le Bashatala Ramandele Behetolobo. Lumandele be kidala bahasa. Fandele be krisye be undolo lohoya. Landele me eshkala bahasa. Landala mahaya. Father, your word declares that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, that you behold the good and the evil according to your promise, according to your word. There is nothing done in the dark that will not come to the light. According to your word, you said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Father, in the name of Jesus, any conspiracy, any program, any evil agenda, every evil plan, every evil plot, every evil scheme against my life, against the life of KCC, against the life of my family, against the life of my son, against my daughter, against my family, tonight as I pray, I thank you that you are exposing the plan, the schemes, and the traps of the enemy. Father, I thank you that nothing is hidden in the spirit. According to your word, there is nothing done in the dark that will not be brought to the light. So right now, as I pray, I thank you that you are exposing the plan of the enemy. Show it to me. Show me what the devil don't want me to see. Show me what my eyes have become hidden. Show me what I have missed through my laziness, through my lackadaisicalness, God, through my lack of prayer and fasting. Open my eyes and show me what is hidden. Reveal secret conversations. Reveal secret agendas, secret plans. Lord, I'm asking you today, as I pray, that you are revealing the plan of the enemy. Show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me. Show me what the devil don't want me to see. Show me what is hidden from my eyes. Show me what is being done undercover. Show me their meeting place. Show me what they are meeting about. Le mele dala. Le mandala kotaya. Liban zidibikia. Ramande. Eleba. Shakano. Shakana. Yemanana namahasi. Lebe. Elebe. Ande, beke, bikado, robo sokuna, limandelehe, eleli alabahaja, shantanama, yene, yene osia, sinala makaya, lakaba lakashna, vukadu, vukadu lapa, repele di anala, lelandolo lobo bibiasi, sikanosh, lekele vandala hasia, sila bahoya, sila bahoya, sila bahoya, sila bahoya, Sila Bahoya, lift your voice and begin to pray. Hele Bashaka, that whatever's being done in the dark, hey, Malahasha, that God would expose it. Father, in the name of Jesus, every individual in my life who is doing things behind my back, every individual who is in my life, who is planning, who is scheming, who is plotting, who is conspiring my demise, show it to me. 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 Father, reveal every Judas. Reveal every Judas. Reveal every Judas. Reveal every Absalom. Father, I'm asking you by divine authority that you would open my eyes and show me the plans of the wicked. Show me what the enemy has planned for my child. Show me what the enemy has planned for my niece, for my nephew, for my brother, for my sister. Open my eyes and show me what is going on undercover at the workplace. Show me what is going on undercover in the church. Whatever is right under my nose that I am not seeing, I thank you that according to your word, it is the prayers of the righteous that avail as much. I thank you that according to your word, you want me to know. You don't want me to be ignorant. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, that the enemy gains advantage through my ignorance. I thank you that I'm not ignorant. I thank you that you are revealing the plans of the enemy. You are revealing the tactics. You are revealing the espionage and the sabotage that the enemy is trying to do. Lift your voice. Libalalonda, limelendia kalamanda, robolobo usani, limendele akataya. Bikadosh, robolo bokukuka la palakakanta, levendele di ala asa. Lord, show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me in a dream. Show it to me in a vision. Show it to me plainly. Show it to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause my enemies and those who are conspiring my demise, cause my enemies and those who are planning undercover, planning to destroy me, planning to sue me, planning to fight me, planning to this and planning to that. I thank you today by divine authority that you are opening my eyes and you are showing me the plans of the enemy and you are uncovering every secret agenda every secret plan. Father, I thank you today that as I pray, you are exposing the hands of those who are around me, anyone who's stealing from me, anyone who's taking from me, anyone who's robbing from me, anyone who's taking advantage of me. Show it to me. Reveal it. Expose it. Expose it. Expose it. Those who are robbing from my life, those who are robbing of my destiny, those who are robbing of my future. Father, you have the power to show me what is going on behind the scenes and to show me what is going on undercover. Father, I thank you that the covers are coming off and the light is being shown. I thank you that it's coming out of that corner. Come out of that corner you can't hide. I command you, be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be uncovered. Le dele, le mandalahaya, rabalabahasi. Father, wherever they are, wherever they are, wherever they are, wherever they are, if they're in my family, Father, if they're in the church, expose it. If they're at the job, expose it. Father, wherever they are, I thank you that the plan and the plot and the scheme of the enemy is being exposed in the name of Jesus. Ulabashata, limandala kuba. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 is another prayer that we are praying. You are catching a bug called prayer. You are catching the bug called prayer. You are becoming a prayer addict. You seem to pray. You seem to fast. You seem to tap into God. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. We are praying this, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom. Write these down. We are praying this, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. These are all promises that were given to Jesus. And whatever he has, I have, because I'm not just an heir, but I'm a joint heir. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Lift your voice. You have those prayer points. We're praying all of those. Isaiah 11, 2. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, they shall rest upon you. Lift your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, raise that right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that everything that belongs to me, that belongs to you, belongs to me. I thank you that your Spirit shall rest upon me, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, it's not your will that any of us should perish. According to your word, your people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But God, you gave us the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God shall teach us all things. Father, I thank you today that your presence shall rest upon me and your Spirit shall rest upon me. That Spirit has the power to give me counsel and might. But Father, the first thing I'm asking for is the Spirit of wisdom. You said in your word in James chapter 1 that if I lack wisdom, I can ask freely and liberally, and you upbraid it not. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for wisdom in my affairs, wisdom to do business, wisdom to teach, wisdom to teach, wisdom to preach, wisdom to move, wisdom with my finances, wisdom with my children, wisdom with my family, wisdom with my business. Father, I need the wisdom of God, not devilish wisdom, not sensual wisdom, but wisdom that only comes from above, the wisdom that is easily entreated. I thank you for the wisdom of God to operate in any place, at any time, in any platform. I thank you that wherever the sole of my feet shall tread, you will grant unto me the spirit of wisdom. Father, I thank you that wisdom is a spirit, and it shall rest upon me. It shall rest upon my children. I receive wisdom. I claim wisdom. I take on wisdom. I declare wisdom is my portion. Wisdom is my inheritance. Wisdom belongs to me. Wisdom to navigate through relationship. Wisdom on when to talk and when to be quiet. Wisdom, hallelujah, on when to speak and when not to speak. Wisdom on when to sit down and wisdom on when to get up. Wisdom on when to invest and wisdom when not to invest. I thank you for the wisdom of God. I thank you for the wisdom of God. Let the wisdom of God be my guide. Let the wisdom of God be my steerer. Let the wisdom of God be my teacher. Father, I thank you for divine wisdom. I thank you for supernatural wisdom. I thank you for divine intelligence, the ability to be able to be wise like never before. I thank you that I have more understanding than all of my teacher, that I'm wiser than those who are in my vicinity. I thank you today for wisdom to pastor. I thank you that the wisdom of God flows in KCC Charlotte. The wisdom of God flows in KCC Houston. The wisdom of God flows in KCC, hallelujah, Jacksonville. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for giving our leaders wisdom, divine wisdom, supernatural wisdom, uncommon wisdom, not only wisdom, but I thank you for understanding according to your word. You said in all our getting, we have to get an understanding. I thank you for understanding. I put a demand on understanding. I challenge understanding, and I declare understanding is my portion. Understanding belongs to me. I am anointed of your understanding. I am touched by your understanding. Your understanding is everywhere. Hele. Luma, Lemendele Ekalaba. Father, as I pray, as I lift my voice today, I thank you for uncommon understanding, understanding beyond my years, understanding beyond my teachers, understanding on what to do with money, understanding on what to do in business, understanding on what to do in ministry. I thank you for understanding on how to teach, on how to navigate, on how to move, on how to flow, on how to do things by the Spirit of God. Father, I thank you that I will not be led by the flesh, but I will be led by the Spirit. I thank you that understanding is my portion. I thank you that I have the spirit of counsel and the spirit of might. According to your word, you are a wonderful counselor, and you live on the inside of me. Give me what to say. Give me how to say it. Give me when to say it. I thank you for the spirit of counsel and the spirit of might. I thank you for knowledge and the fear of the Lord. For according to your word, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Praise fear. Allow fear to be in my heart. Your secrets are with those that fear you. I receive fear. I thank you for fear. I receive fear, the fear of the Lord, not the fear of the enemy, not demonic fear, not human fear, but the fear of the Lord is my portion. The fear of the Lord belongs to me all the days of my life. The fear of the Lord belongs to me. It belongs to my children. It belongs to my church. It belongs, hallelujah, to my loins, to the fruit of my womb. I thank you for divine fear, supernatural fear, the fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and thank God for the fear of the Lord. Thank God for the spirit of wisdom. Shatele leman kalamanda unala mahasia sinunimi ikelele antaya la dalawanta la mosonuna levele dele bala katantana nanio utunimini kikele le bandalaha lubala hosa. Wherever you are, lift your voice. Thank God for wisdom. Ask him for wisdom. Receive the wisdom of God. Enforce wisdom. According to Isaiah 11, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and fear of the Lord shall rest upon you. The spirit of counsel and might, the spirit, hallelujah, of understanding and wisdom is your portion. And the verse after that declares that God shall give you quick understanding. Father, I thank you for quick understanding. I thank you that I am not slow, that I am not retarded, I am not behind, but I thank you that I have quick understanding, quick understanding, quick understanding learning is my portion. I catch on quick. I flow quick. I understand quick. I thank you that I excel above everybody, that I'm at the top of my class. Come on, you that are in school, command quick understanding. Receive quick understanding. You will excel. You will reach the top of your class. You will always do better than everybody else because you have quick understanding. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and receive quick understanding. Lemelea, len kalamanda. Father, I thank you for quick understanding in government. I thank you for quick understanding in Congress. I thank you for quick understanding with our president. I thank you that our president has the wisdom of God. The spirit of counsel and might shall rest upon Joe Biden. The spirit of counsel and might shall rest upon Kamala Harris. The spirit of counsel and might shall rest upon my governor. Here in Florida, Roy Cooper. I'm sorry, in North Carolina, the governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis. The governor in Texas, Abbott. I thank you. You intercessors. How are you an intercessor and you don't know who's in authority? God commands us to pray for those in authority that we might live a quiet and a peaceable life. I thank you that my pastor, Bishop Gates, has supernatural wisdom and understanding. The wisdom of God is his portion. He excels. He has quick understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. I thank you for revelation knowledge that will flow. The fear of the Lord belongs to him. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lemanda, I receive counsel. I receive wisdom, supernatural understanding. Lift your voice. Hey! Shatala Lomo Kolama Lemenkelebalidia Ling Talamanso Sunana Mahafilementelebe Lemandala Lalalalabobidia Shikeleme Landala Hazia Zikele Lekolomoya Lekolamoya Yene Mehasha Shanamanda 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 Yene Mehosa Halamanda Lakita Lemendele Heko Ukuma, Ukuma, Luku Lamande Lebe, Lebadala Balahandia, Robo Sokuna, Yendebe, Yembibibia, Shakalamanda, Yenderidia, Sinamohuya, Yendeneme Ekasha, in the name of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 2. This is our last thing that we're going to pray. 1 Thessalonians 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am stirred up. Yela Bashata, 1 Thessalonians, Shikamoya, Mukushini, Mikeneneme, Lemalala Mahasa, 1 Thessalonians 2:18. I need you to understand that you are dealing with a powerful spirit. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You can have a destiny. You can have a purpose. You can have a plan for your life. It does not matter if you do not give yourself to prayer and intercession. If you do not pray these things through, you can be hindered. 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. But Satan hindered us. My God, if you actually read that in ASV version, it said, Paul once and again, but Satan hindered us. Paul wanted to come, but Satan hindered us. He impeded on us. There can be a blessing that belongs to you. There can be a promise that is yours. There can be somebody who's assigned to bless you, but Satan is hindering them. We're going to pray this with tenacity. We're going to pray this with strength, that every blessing that is rightfully yours, that has been hindered by demonic activity, every hindrance, every roadblock, every stop, today as we clap our hands, as we pray, as we intercede, we command every hindrance be removed. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the cross. I override, and I overturn all demonic opposition. Le dele, robo sakuna, Satan, gather your loins. You will be shattered into pieces by divine authority. Likalamanda, every principality, every secret arrow, I interrupt you. Every demonic interference, every principality and every power, every spirit in the water kingdom, in the underworld kingdom, every spirit with demonic bodies, every demon, everything in the human kingdom, in the animal kingdom, in the fire kingdom, I take supremacy, I take dominion, I dominate heaven and earth. I call all things by the blood of the Lamb to come into divine alignment. I superimpose the decrees of heaven over the oracles of darkness. I overthrow every demonic power, every roadblock, every barrier, every hindrance that is standing between me and my promise. Oh come on, we gotta pray. I feel that opposition. Come on. In the name of Jesus, everything that belongs to me, everything that belongs to KCC, everything that belongs to this nation, everything that belongs to this country, all finances that belong to KCC, every individual who is supposed to be in KCC, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl who is assigned to my life, all increase that is assigned to me, that is being hindered by Satan, that is being hindered by principalities and powers, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I override the chariot and the rider. I overthrow it. I command all demonic opposition to be broken into pieces. I command all demonic opposition to be broken into pieces. Ele andele undala azia, you hindering spirit, receive fire. I dismantle you. I unseat you. I take authority by the blood of the Lamb and command all hindrance to be removed, be rebuked, be destroyed, be dismantled, receive fire, receive the judgment of God. I take the sword of the Lord and I beke baka ukusha yenke le malanta la mansuna sinoma ondolo ubala. I command telebele andidi di osha ankala pandidi biasa. I command every demonic hindrance to be removed. I command everything that came to frustrate the purpose of God, every demonic power that has been sent to frustrate, to buffet, to torment, to hinder the plan of God from manifesting in my life, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command you to go, 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 go. Pata, lemen kelema, lumanda, lift your voice and pray louder. I can't hear you in the spirit. Release the language of your spirit. Increase the temperature of your prayer. Lalabasha, shelele lemelele banda. Come on, church. There's over 900 of us on here. We are praying. Pray against every hindrance. Pray against every blockage. Pray against everything that is hindering you from going to the next level. Every limit that has been put on your life. Every limit in your mother's house. Every limit in your father's house. Every blockage concerning your finances, concerning your business, concerning your ministry, concerning your assignment. Every demonic hindrance, every demonic spell, every demonic opposition that has been sent to hinder you, to stop you from reaching your next place, open your mouth and begin to pray. The kingdom of God suffers violence. The violent don't negotiate. We don't play games. We take it by force. I command every hindrance to be removed. I command. Shata limanda lehola limanda la kosa zikanda la balatan teleme limanda la bahaya makashuna minkele manda la hoba ya bibibibi osunamaya lankalamandi di yohosha halamahataya. Father, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18, Satan hindered them. Satan hindered them. But in the name of Jesus, I thank you by divine authority. No more hindrance. No more hindrance. No more hindrance. No more blockage. No more stoppage. In the name of Jesus, no more roadblocks. No more barriers. Be rebuked. Every demonic power that is stopping revival from hitting this nation, hitting this country, hitting Florida, hitting Texas, hitting North Carolina, Father, in the name of Jesus, may every hindrance be removed. May every interruptance be interrupted. May every frustrator be frustrated. In the name of Jesus, all demonic interference, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Shata, lemende, lemandalahaya, levedele. Live it, 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 Levandalaha, Levandalaha, Zukumaya, Lekentele, Repala Katuna, Mukandini Mikike, Lekele Kekeke, Likala Kala Katala Lapa, Lukulapante, Lekele Pele, Rapa, Lepa, 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 Palato, Rapala Kuta, Leketele Malakatita, Tituli Iketele Kete, Lekantala Matanta, Palamo, Mumpani, Mumpani, Lekesha, Ayale Bahasha, every hindrance coming against Casey. Every hindrance coming against Charlotte, Jacksonville, Houston, every hindrance that is stopping individuals from coming, from being committed, from being submitted, from coming, every lie, every scandal, every rumor that is being used as a hindrance in the name of Jesus, I shut the mouth of the gainsayer, I shut the mouth of the soothsayer, I command your vocal box to be dismantled, to be destroyed, may your tongue cleave to the roof of your mouth. If you are being used as a hindrance against KCC, if you are being used as a hindrance against my business, against our life, against our ministry, against our families, in the name of Jesus, may every hindrance be stopped. May every hindrance be silenced. May every hindrance be dismantled by fire. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to praise him. Begin to give him glory. I'm going to show you in a couple of minutes. I told y'all a couple last week that I saw trouble in the waters. And I told you it had something to do with a ship. I told you that last week. Right now, if you turn on your news on CNN, they're talking about 126,000 gallons of oil spill that possibly came from a ship. I told y'all I seen trouble with something concerning the water. God don't tell lies. I'm challenging everybody. You know, when God is talking, some of y'all got to trust God when it comes to this money. You trust God with everything but money. But I'm telling you, over the next 30 days, every hindrance is being removed. Whatever is yours is coming to you. It is finding you. And you cannot just stop praying when I get off the line. Pray again later. Pray before you go to bed. Pray when you wake up in the morning. We are praying every day, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. I'm challenging everybody to make it to prayer in Jacksonville. Make it to prayer in Charlotte. Make it to prayer in Houston. Pray. Pray. Some of you may need to wake up at midnight and pray, because midnight is what determines what's going to happen the next day. It is the gateway for the next day, but you have to go into a consistent life of intercession and prayer. $PBCJR. You are sowing a seed of $21.80 for 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, that every hindrance is being removed. 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah, chapter 2, verse 18. You are sowing now. You are sowing now. You are sowing now. PBCJR, $, PBCJR, a seed of $21.80. There are 200 of you, 300 of you, 400 of you. There's over 900 people on this call. I'm challenging you now to sow your seed of $21.80, that every hindrance be removed. Anything that is hindering your release, anything that is hindering your breakthrough, anything that is hindering your turnaround, anything that is hindering you from going to your next place, we are decreeing in the name of Jesus that all hindrances are being removed. You are sowing that seed of $21.80. Of course, you can go to briancarn.com. You can sow it at $ Kingdom City Culture. You can sow it, but I'm telling you, most of you have been sowing it at PBCJR. Sow that seed. Do it quickly. Do it in faith. Hallelujah. Halabashandiria. Remendelebe ekola mandala hasia. Sinunini ikandalama. You can mail it in at P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. But you're sowing your seed in faith. There are 10 of you who's going to sow a $200 seed. There are 10 of you who's going to sow $200 at $PBCJR. Trust God. Put your faith out there. Watch God do the miraculous. You see that God is talking. I told you I saw trouble on the waters, and I said it won't be many days hence. We are praying because I also saw an earthquake. It looked like it's in America, but I see an earthquake. I see the foundation of something being shaken. We got to pray. We are praying for this nation. You are praying these prayers. You are praying over the next 30 days. And my God, we may go longer than 30 days because I feel the spirit of prayer and intercession taking over you. Every hindrance is being removed. Hala wala dala hala bahataya. Yantana masukule le mende. Rebede de bandala kita la mantala hoya. Mikandala wala tolo bonsia. Zekevele. Le bandala hakila mandala hosha. Hey, halabasha. Hey, halabasha. Hey, makasha. Makashamo, Mukoshine, Lemandalahaya, Halabalahazia, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice, Elelebasha, Halamandala Koteleme, you are sowing your seed in faith. Every hindrance against your prayer life, every hindrance, hallelujah, against your intercession. We are praying these prayers because we need hindrances removed. We need them stopped. We need them blocked. Glory to God. Lift your voice. Hey, mandiria bara makunda da basita. Hey, lele bashandiria. Nemende lele berebe kita la mandala kosa. We love you. We're praying for you. Let's give ourselves the prayer. Let's give ourselves the intercession. Hey, de bashakamondo. Mukalini mekikasa. Sandala bohu tolomonde. Nemende lele bere kita la mantala hasha. Hey. Holla, don't your father need a miracle? Don't your mother need a miracle? Don't your son and daughter need a miracle? You have the power in prayer and intercession to release it in their life. So we're sowing and we're trusting God and we're giving and faith, believing God for supernatural miracles. And that's what we expect. I will be praying with you in the morning at 6 a.m. Come on, set your alarm to wake up in the morning. Set it right now. And you need to go ahead and get, we had over 950 people on here tonight praying. We want to do that in the morning. We're having over 900 people in the morning. We're declaring our day. We're commanding a release. We're commanding breakthrough. Supernatural wisdom is going to hit you. Continue to pray these prayers. Go to the website, briancarn.com. So you'll see all the prayer points and everything is on the website. Hallelujah. Facebook shut down and all these things are shut down. But briancarn.com ain't shut down. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. Y'all not the only one sowing these seeds. I'm sowing them too. My God, every time I call a seed, and I'm not sowing it into me. Hallelujah. I'm sowing it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sowing it into my pastor and into my leader and into my man of God. Because I know that something good is about to be released in your life and my life. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are powerful. You are more than a conqueror. Hey, Shatta, I'll see you in the morning, 6 a.m. We're going to beat down the devil. You are blessed. More grace.